From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Search crews in the South are looking for more possible victims from the powerful storm system that raked across the region, destroying or damaging hundreds of homes and killing at least 45 people in six states. North Carolina bore the brunt of the storm and the tornadoes it spawned. The state's governor, Bev Perdue, says many of the people she met whose homes were destroyed were grateful just to be alive.
They look around them and everything they had was gone. I mean, you can't over-exaggerate that. Everything was gone. And these women and men would just look you in the face and say, but we're alive, and that's what we're thankful for.
Joe Stiles lives in the Raleigh area and lost his home to a tornado, but he says his community is resilient and neighbors will help each other rebuild.
If you look up and down the street, you've got neighbors and churches and everybody coming out to help, and you just, I mean, how can you not be amazed at the response? So I look at that, and yes, we've lost some property, but it's just property.
Hundreds of families spent the night in emergency shelters in North Carolina. Firefighters in Texas are battling at least 18 new wildfires. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA in Dallas reports the blazes have charred more than 700,000 acres with flames spreading in tinder dry conditions.
Over the past several weeks, high winds with gusts at times approaching 50 miles an hour have combined with increasingly dry conditions across Texas. As a result, officials say this has been the worst wildfire year in state history. More than 1.5 million acres have burned since January from nearly 8,000 fires. Perry said the state is reaching its capacity to respond to these emergencies. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
Forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi have renewed their shelling of the port city of Misrata today. The emergency relief coordinator for the United Nations has arrived in the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports she's saying that she hopes Gaddafi's regime will halt its attacks on Misrata to allow humanitarian aid to reach the embattled city.
The UN's Valerie Amos told reporters that she's deeply concerned about the ongoing conflict in the western city of Misrata and in eastern parts of Libya as well. Amos said in Tripoli yesterday, senior regime officials had assured her that the UN would be allowed to conduct a humanitarian needs assessment and deliver urgently needed supplies. But she has no guarantee those assurances will be honored on the ground. She said she condemned some of the regime's tactics that put civilians at risk.
Absolutely, and I raised, for example, with the regime, the reports that I had seen of the use of cluster munitions. They flatly denied that they had used them.
Another ship packed with foreign workers has left Misrata for Benghazi, but thousands more people remain desperate to escape the city. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.
Twin car bomb attacks in Baghdad have killed at least 3 people today. More than a dozen others were wounded. This is NPR News from Washington. A new survey of business economists finds nearly all of them believe the U.S. economy is gaining strength. Ken Simonson with the National Association for Business Economics says there's been a definite improvement in the employment outlook.
We had 40% of the firms saying they expect to increase hiring in the next 6 months, and no firm said that they expect a significant layoffs. Very few thought they'd have any attrition, in fact.
The latest data on home sales are due out this week, and Danielle Carson reports analysts see a link between the housing market and employment.
Analysts expect a slight uptick in last month's housing starts, which come out tomorrow. Same gloomy story for existing home sales, which are released Wednesday. Wells Fargo economist Mark Vittner doesn't expect things to turn around until another sector of the economy improves.
We've got 7.6 million fewer jobs in the economy today than we did prior to the recession. And I just can't see home sales getting all that strong until we see job growth pick up.
For now, Vittner says, quote, demand for the American dream just isn't there. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Even with a 3-day reprieve this year, millions of Americans have yet to file their federal income tax returns, and a midnight deadline is looming. Joe Westerfield in New York says he has no problem with paying his taxes to the federal government, but he says he files at the last minute for one reason.
Just because I don't want them to get any money any earlier than they have to.
The Internal Revenue Service says people who cannot complete their returns by tonight can request an automatic extension of time to file, an extension that can even be requested online this year, but any taxes owed must be paid with the extension request. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.